I'm a pleaser. I've always been a pleaser, sometimes to a fault. And I guess while I've mostly controlled that urge to please people who don't really deserve it from me, it's practically impossible for me to keep this part of me at bay when there's just someone who deserves to be pleased, in my opinion. It kind of, at some point, seems to almost take over my mind. The very just idea of, I don't know, being attracted to someone and seeing them come home at the end of the day, and all I can think is just, they probably worked a hard day, they've earned their money. If they look tired, it's gonna be even worse. I want nothing more than to make them feel good. It's kind of ridiculous. I think about this far too much. Far, far, far too much. When I'm willing to be a tease, I'm willing to put myself in the line of fire for it, with the belief that I am perfectly willing to suffer as long as somebody else suffers more than me because of my actions. Along the same vein, I guess, I'm obscenely willing to put my own pleasure aside at times, if it means that I can give somebody else pleasure and do a very good job at it. I just want to sit them down on the couch at the end of the day. No weird pretenses about it. Sometimes I just have to skip the snuggles a little bit, just so I can slip myself between their legs and sit down on the floor. A little bit of snows, maybe. But there's no sugarcoating what I'm about to do, even when I rest my head on their thigh and look up at them and I start to ask them about their day. I want them to tell me the things that frustrated them. I want them to tell me what was, irritating or stressful, if there was anything good while my hands are kneading at their thighs, like there's muscles there that need to be worked out, even though most of them are probably in their back and shoulders. I'll get to them later. It's fine. I want them to watch when I pull my face up closer to their lap and let my nose brush along what's under their pants. My mouth can get there too. Just a little touch of my lips to these pants I haven't even done anything to yet. So that my breath can just get in through the fabric. Let that warmth start to get to them. One of my hands might make it up there too. I want to feel it get hard for me. I want to sit there and I want to rub my fingers up and down. Get them a little bit around their cock through the pants. See how well I can give it a slight squeeze. Rub my palm against the base. I want to feel that hardness start to take over. I want to feel. Them start to get excited even though they're tired. And they've been overworked. I'll have to get those bands off. I need to. And it's gonna be a struggle for me because I want to rip them off, but I don't want to rush it. I don't want to make them feel like they need to rush too. I want them to feel like they can just sit there and relax. And that I can just sit there and take care of them. They don't need to help. But I'm gonna take that conch out. The balls are gonna come too. So they might have to lift their hips a little bit. But I don't think they're really gonna get the feeling like they need to complain. I just want to feel my hands touch to it without pants in the way, without any inhibitors. Both my thumbs pressed against the underside, holding it between my index fingers into the space between the finger and my thumb. Drag my thumb either side of the frenulum, all the way to the tip. Stroke my thumb slowly over the underside of the head. One can eventually do it, just rub circles under it. And then up, over the top. Pat of my finger, sliding against that slit. And then down, up again. And let the rest of my fingers cage the head of that cock. Move on, up, down, up, down, just over the head. I want to tease it. I want to make it start to throb. I want to feel it getting hot. I want to watch their face start to get flushed. I want to see them struggle a little bit to keep their eyes on me. And just while I wrap my fingers around it fully. Maybe let myself dribble a little bit down. Let it fall off the tip of my tongue onto the head. And then I can just smooth the drool over their cock and get it wet. So I can stroke it. Twist my hand a little bit. And feel my hand sliding up and down that shaft. Squeezing slightly every time I pull my hand up. I'm not gonna be able to help myself. I'm going to lean in and my tongue is going to lick over those balls. I'm just going to drag the tip from the bottom closer up. I'll give them some slow, slightly sloppy kisses. Just a little bit of wetness before I give them a ton of wetness. Because I will suck each of those into my mouth. I'll rub my whole tongue against them. I'll suck on them softly while my hands stroking their cock. They need to know what's inside there. Holy fuck, do I want what's in those? Lucky enough, I'll already have a bead of pre-cum waiting for me. And I would just love to have a taste of that. On the tip of my tongue. Once I pop those balls out of my mouth, reaching up, sliding across the slit where that little drop is. Underside of my tongue, over the top of the head, swirling down so that the top of my tongue is rubbing against the bottom of it. And again, swirling around. I'm painfully incapable of having just one taste. And soon that head is going to be in my mouth, disappeared past my lips. More for my tongue, more for me to taste. I want to cover it with my hot mouth. Give it a little suck. Soft, not too hard. One of my hands softly rubbing at those wet balls. Squeezing them gently. Maybe even just slightly pulling on them, giving them some tension. I want to be able to look up, and I want to see them watching me, watching my mouth, watching their cock slowly, slowly disappearing into my mouth. Just a little bit, and then back up, and a little bit more, back up, reacquainting my mouth with them. Remembering how it feels when they fill it up. How much my jaw has to open. I want to feel it sliding against my tongue. I want to feel the way my mouth starts to flood with saliva. I want to get down there. Just so I can suck on them on my way back up. I want to feel the way they tense and they can't stop a noise when I feel their cock bump at my throat. When my body instinctively wants to swallow them. When I can't help one of those messy, single sounds of gagging show up. Not hard, I'm not trying to, you know, fuck them with my face. Not right now, anyway. But I want it in there. I want to be able to get it all. I want to make sure that I can make it all feel good. And I'll get it there. Eventually my nose is going to bump their pelvis. If I'm lucky, I can get my tongue to stick out and press against their balls. If not, that's alright. But I'm gonna swallow that cock. When I come back up, I'm going to take all of that drool with me. I'm going to swallow it down as best as I can, and I'm just going to keep going down and up. Sometimes just for them to feel my throat. Sometimes so that I can suck them all the way back up. Sometimes I'll take my mouth off completely, and I'll let my hand stroke it now that it's good and wet. Honestly, whatever it's going to take to feel that throb strengthen, to feel the tension reach from their balls and into their cock. And I want to give them the option. I want to ask them where they want to come. I want to ask them if they want to come down my throat. Are they going to let me get a taste of it first? If they want me waiting for it with my tongue out, watching them before they shoot their cum all over my tongue. Would they feel better if they painted my face? If they do, I sure hope they call me cute for it. Either way, whatever way, I'm going to make them come. I'm going to suck them and throat them. No matter how many tears drip out of my eyes, no matter how many gagging sounds I make, no matter how much my jaw might ache, they need to come because I need to make them come. I need to make sure that they feel good. I need to taste that. And once they have, I'll probably keep sucking, to be honest. Just back to the soft, slow, gentle motions that started me off. I won't go all the way back down anymore. My fingers will gently stroke what's left. I'm gonna let it calm down, but I'm not gonna let the feeling of their orgasm just die away. If they let me, I'm gonna prolong it as much as I can. And then, when I think that they're calm enough, I'll leave their cock alone. They'll climb onto the couch. And I will give the best fucking snuggles. Anything else can wait. I will be so fucking wet doing this. And I just don't care. I just don't care all the time. I know I'll get mine eventually. But mine wasn't the point. And I don't care about some eye for eye idea on orgasms. It doesn't always have to work that way. I can be more than satisfied knowing that I made them feel good.